Okay, well, my name is Sarah Martinez. I go to Cure High School. My suspension story was when I was a junior at Curie. It was in my fifth period class, which was algebra trig. And usually in that classroom, the teacher, she'll ignore problems that are going on in the class and she'll just keep teaching, but it's very disruptive. And one day, there's this group of kids that are always, disrupting the classroom, just getting off from their seat, just being extremely rude and disruptive. And one day, we were having a semester final, and they weren't being quiet, and they were just disrupting the class, and that was just taking time from everybody else who was there to learn, to, it was taking time from them actually learning and having their time to finish the test. And they were getting extremely, extremely rude. And I got mad. I got so mad that to the point where I actually swore. The teacher was saying, Paris, get back to your seat, get back to your seat. Like that's all she would do. And the kid, he wouldn't go back to his seat. He was still running around and doing, just throwing papers and everything. And they're like, if you guys don't sit down, you're not gonna have time for your test. And I'm like, over here, I'm like, I want to pass this class. I want to take my test. I don't have enough time to finish it. It was a 50-question test for math. And I got so frustrated and fed up that I said, just do what the fucking lady says. The teacher heard me, and she wrote an orange card. And I didn't see her write it down. And I actually, the next day, got called down from my division to go to the dean's office. And then the dean, she brought up the orange card, and she's like, "Do you recognize this?" And I'm like, "No," because I didn't know the teacher had written it. They're like, "Well, this just got you a 5-day suspension." And I was like, "What? Like, why? Like, the other kids were the ones who were disrupting the class." I was like trying to help out the teacher, but I realized it was my fault as well for swearing. And, but the other students were calling her names, like extremely inappropriate names, and she didn't suspend them. And so then I became mad for getting suspended. But things actually turned out to be a little bit better just because I told my teachers, I'm like, "Look, I'm going to be suspended for 5 days. If you can please give me the work, everything that I'm going to need, so that I can do some stuff at home while I'm at home. I have decent grades. I have like A's and B's." And they're like, "What? You're gonna get suspended for what?" And then I told them my story. They were like, "No, let me go talk to this dean." So my teachers actually went to the dean. They're like, "Look, this is a straight A student. This isn't the way that she is. They obviously did something so bad that she got so mad and actually swore in class, but this isn't who she is." It was basically the dean actually got mad. They're like, she was like, "This is what she was like, shit. Instead of having a parent-teacher conference, we had a I mean, a the parent and the dean conference. We had a teacher conference. Would be like, it wasn't her parents. Her teachers actually came here to fight for her, and she got mad for that. And but instead of me getting suspended for 5 days and missing all of my classes, what they did, since my teachers actually went to the dean and protested for me, they actually gave me just in-school suspension for that class period. I didn't go to my teacher's classroom for a whole week, and when I came back, when they actually let me go back to her classroom, I would go to school during fifth period. Instead of going to her classroom, I would just stay in the dean's office doing nothing. But I actually did some homework in there. So that was basically it. They just gave me in school suspension for 5 days for that class period itself. And when I came back, I was mad, but I talked to my other teachers about it. I was like, "Look, this is how I'm feeling. Like, I don't want to go back to her classroom. She got me suspended, and she didn't suspend the other kids." But they also made me realize, my teachers are like, "Well, go apologize to her." And I'm like, "For what? What did I do?" And they're like, "Go apologize to her and, tell her that you're sorry for swearing and this and that." And I realized what I had done wrong as well, but I think that she had some part fault in it, as because she didn't do anything about the other kids. She just suspended me alone. And I actually did apologize to her. And, you know, we talked things through, and I just apologized. She accepted my apology, and then it was all good, I guess. But yeah, I guess my teachers, the one who actually advised me, I think that would have been so much better at first instead of going through the whole suspension thing, because that just built so much anger in me that I didn't want to go back to her classroom. And I, in a way, I was like, in my mind, I was like, now I'm really going to disturb her class for her doing that. Like, if she's going to suspend me, I might as well do something bad. Like, that was my mentality. But, you know, my teachers actually, they brought me back, and they're like, no, just apologize and talk it out. So that's what I did.
Can you say more about how the situation made you feel? I mean, you said that it made you really mad when it happened and just wanting to be like, well, you know, forget this. Can you say a little more about that?
Like, when I actually swore, like, what was going on in the classroom?
Oh, no, I mean, like, after you got suspended, or you were going to get suspended.
I was mad. I was, like, I was even crying because I was mad. And, like, I had never, ever in my whole life been suspended for anything. And for me to get suspended, I was like, what, really? Like, there's other kids who are so much worse, and, like, they're just getting away with everything. And then they just decided to suspend me for 5 days for cursing when other kids are, like, fighting and throwing spitballs and papers and calling teacher names. And I was just extremely angry. I was like, I should have done something else so that it would have been worth my 5 days out of school. That's how I was thinking. And I was just really, really upset.
What would have been a better way for the school to handle this situation instead of giving you those 5 days? Like, what do you wish had happened?
Restorative justice methods, because just my teachers, that's basically what they used, you know. They were like, you know, you're going to talk it out with your teacher, and you're going to apologize, and you know, both of you guys are going to talk. If they would have just done that from the beginning, I think that I wouldn't have gotten so mad and then, you know, just been upset at that teacher.
Is there anything else you'd like to say about this?
No, just brought back memories.
Well, I'm glad that you had some teachers that were willing to fight.
Yeah, great teachers. We need more of those.
Thank you.
Thank you.